Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and tonight I'm going to be doing a show called My Cat Is Outside, and I can't do jack shit until the cat comes inside. And joining me, Lang Delton. Lang.
Hi, Phil.
Lang is going to provide the music. Excuse me. Just a little bit of a crimp in my throat there.
Right.
So you'll be doing the music for this.
And the name of the show is what?
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I can't do anything as long as my cat's outside looking for a mouse, and it better not bring a mouse inside.
I got it. And whenever you're ready.
Well, let me start it.
Okay, General Shaw.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Phil Hendry. And welcome to Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I can't do anything as long as my cat's outside looking for a mouse. Yes, it's the Phil Hendry Show with his cat outside looking for a mouse. Thanks very much, and welcome to the program. The cat's outside, and I can't concentrate on doing a show as long as the cat's outside.
And why is that?
Because it might bring a mouse in. There's nothing wrong with bringing a mouse in. Cats will do that. They show you what it is they brought for the soup pot. They show you what it is they've done to clean up the environs. They show you that they're on the job. All of that is well and good. But while the cat's out there hunting, I can't really concentrate on doing a show except for this show, which is my cat's outside looking for a mouse, and I can't... Lang?
Yeah.
And I can't concentrate. Yes, it's Phil Hendry. My cat's outside.
Do it again.
Don't tell me to do anything again.
You don't say anything.
Hold on. It's just... Go ahead. Do it again, will you?
Yeah, I just don't want Delton telling me.
Hey, do it again.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I'm going to... Wait a minute, man. It's Lang Delton.
Who gives a shit?
It's Phil Hendry. My cat's outside, and I can't do a show as long as it's looking for a mouse. Yes, starring Phil Hendry and me, General Galen Shaw, doing the announcing. And Lang Delton on the mouth orchestra.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lang, and thank you, General Galen Shaw, and welcome to My Cat's Outside, and I Can't Do Jack Shit as long as it's out there, and I don't want it bringing a mouse in here. Now, the history of this in my life, I've had cats, I've had dogs, I've had practically every kind of animal imaginable. No, I haven't really. I've had every kind of domesticated animal. No, that isn't true either. I've had cats and dogs, and I've had a couple of rats. I had a couple of lizards, animals that I dig. I like all animals, but...
You're wasting a lot of time.
Don't do the music yet.
Sorry.
So anyway, what I have here tonight is a situation where I let Thunder go out onto the patio here at the studio, and sometimes she'll bring in a small mouse. Now, it hasn't happened in about probably hasn't happened in about 3, 4, 5 years, but... The last time a mouse came in here, it was a bitch of a time trying to find the damn thing and getting it the hell out of here because I don't want to kill it and I don't want a mouse running loose in here. And we finally did find the mouse, had to pick it up by its little tail and took it outside, and that was the end of that. I'm the kind of weird ass that I save animals, like bees. Most of you probably kill bees. I don't kill bees. I get the bee there in like a cloth or in a blanket or some crap like that. Not a blanket, but like a towel. Then I take it outside and I let it go. See? Why? Because I'm not an asshole. Huh?
Yes, this is Phil Hendry, waiting on his cat, who could bring a mouse in at any second, and he doesn't need that. This portion of the Phil Hendry Show, I'm Not an Asshole, brought to you by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Backstage Pass, philhendryshow.com.
Hey, that's fine, Lang.
Sorry.
Well, while we wait on my cat and see whether or not she's going to bring a mouse in and or not, and whether or not she's going to stay out for very long, that's always, of course, a guessing game, because sometimes the cat will go out there and it'll stay just a couple of minutes, then it'll come inside and look at you like, what's with you? I want to go upstairs and eat some of my whatever it is, cat crap, something, cat food. What do you
feed your cat?
I feed my cat something. I feed my cat Healthy Choice. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
dun.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I'm really happy being on Dingo Welch, who's going to do some cooking for us tonight, because I wanted to change it up a little bit. We talk so much about the weather, and it has been a very particularly troublesome winter here in Southern California. But Dingo, you're going to cook up, what are you cooking tonight?
Well, I thought I'd do some soups.
You're going to do soup?
Yes, I have a soup I'm going to make, and I'm going to... Also, I thought I would make a vegetable dish.
Okay, so tell us what you're doing right now.
What I'm doing right now is I'm making the soup.
No, but I mean, if you could describe it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to take some of this here, you see, and then I put it into this here, see?
Right, but I mean, can you tell us what is that you're putting in there?
This is what this is the soup part.
I know, but what kind of soup is it?
Well, it goes in here, see, and here's the spices that make it. I mean, just don't bother me. I know that you're on the air right now.
Yeah, I am on the air. I just wanted,
if you want me to describe what I'm doing, I'm doing it.
Okay, go ahead. So Dingo Welch is describing.
Yeah, Dingo Welch, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Okay.
So I'm taking some of this, I'm putting it here. Now, and this will be fun, I turn the heat up under that, and look at what it does. And
it's sort of bubble. It's bubbling.
It's what?
It's bubbling.
Yes, it's bubbling. And then I take some of this, sprinkle it on that, and now I'm going to move all of this over to this burner, and now look at this, see? Isn't that nice? That's going to go there.
Uh-huh. So far, no one really knows.
What, are you going to start to cry?
Well, in a way, I sort of am, and please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to change things up here and have you describe what you're cooking.
I'm cooking soup. How many times are you ready for this cave ape?
You know, I don't appreciate.
I'm cooking soup, Jay. Do you want something else?
No, I'm fine.
Well, here's a hanky. Here's a, blow your nose. What a pussy.
You know what, Dingo, thanks so much.
No, you came into my home with your microphone and your watch. So this is boiling. Now see how it's boiling?
Yes.
Okay, do you want some?
Yes, I do. It looks good. It smells good, but I don't know what it is.
It's soup, you fruit. So we'll put some, there you go. And now we're going to have some of this, and I'll put that in that. Okay? You like that?
Yeah, what is that?
Dip.
What am I supposed to dip in it?
This?
Well, what is that?
What does it look like?
I guess it's... Boy, this is something else.
Wow.
Hey, Dingo, you are not...
Wow.
You're not describing anything for the people at home.
You're asking me to describe things for the people at home or for you. That's the problem. It sounds like you don't know what that is. What is that? What is it that you're going to dip? It looks like you're ready to dip it.
I am ready to dip it, yeah, but I just want people to know what it is.
What's it look like?
It looks like a cooker. I mean, not a cracky.
Yeah, a cooker?
What the fuck?
Are you talking about a cracker?
No, yes, it looks like a cracker.
Okay, then it's a cracker. You got soup here, and there's a cracker. But what kind? Oh, man.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so I'm going to take, so I have some soup here, folks, and thanks to Dingo, and I'm going to take the cracky, not,
it's a cracker, Jack. Did you hear what I just said? It's a cracker, Jack. You love that?
Yeah,
I bet you wish you would have thought of that.
Yeah, in a lot of ways I do.
All right, so we've made the soup, and you have your cracker, and you put it in the dip there. Okay, isn't that nice? And you can also put the cracker in the soup.
Okay. I would ask, what kind of soup is it?
That's like asking, what kind of a man are you? I mean, we could get in a long discussion. Let's just say you're a man.
Okay.
So we have the soup, and now I'm going to pour you a nice glass. Isn't that refreshing looking?
You're not going to ask me what it is, are you? You're not really going to do that, are you? I don't know what that is.
Urine?
See, that's...
No, it's beer, you chump! Okay, thank you very much. Well, Dingo, thank you.
Dingo Welch with a cooking segment here on a Jay Santos segment of the Phil Henry Show. And I don't think I'm out of line, you know.
I don't think you are either, Jay.
Thank you. Here's Martin Gray. Mark,
I don't think you're out of line. I think it was all right for you to ask, but once you didn't get an answer... Who is this woman? Excuse me, you walked off. I walked off, but I didn't know that someone was going to come right in, right on my rear end, and start commenting on everything that I did. You didn't describe what that was. Yes, I most certainly did. I don't want to go through this again. Who is this woman?
This is Margaret Gray. She's a regular on the Phil Henry Show.
I told Jay. You told Jay it was soup. You didn't say what kind of soup it was. Now, let me tell you something, Mumbles.
Mumbles?
That's right. Mumbles. Take your food and your cooking stuff and put it over there, right? Because you're messing up the broadcast area. I was asked to come in and make soup and make some dip, and I brought in some crackies. I mean, some cookers.
Yeah, see, even you don't know how to do it.
What is that supposed to mean?
He can't say cracker. He's mixing up with cookie.
Blow it out your ass.
What did you say?
Nothing.
And we'll be right back. This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hello, this is General Galen Shaw. And do you know that I'm here every day on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking with Phil about the various guests he has on, talking to Phil about the various ideas and attitudes and opinions he has. And sometimes we discuss the news of the day. Sometimes we discuss a variety of things. And then I, of course, promote the Phil Henry Show website. And do I get paid? Yes, I do. I do get paid. A lot of you probably think I do this for free because I'm retired. No, I get paid. Phil pays me $150,000 a year to be... What are you doing, man?
What's wrong?
Well, what are you telling everybody what I pay you for? What are you telling... I came on here to let everybody know what a good guy you are.
I would not do that.
Nor I.
General, that's the dumbest thing. And you know, you don't want people to know what you're making. Okay, now everybody knows, you know, I don't pay him that much, folks.
All right.
No, he doesn't pay me that much.
Yeah. Well, yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't pay him that much. Okay?
I mean, that's a lot of money for a guy on a podcast, don't you think?
I don't pay you. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. What's wrong with you? Are you getting senile or something?
How dare you? You're calling me senile, is that it?
That's what I just said. Are you getting senile?
I wanted people to know what a good gig this is. I wanted people to know what a fun time I have. And I wanted people to know what a generous guy you are. And I wanted people to, you know, subscribe to the website and, you know, get a lot of subscribers for the website so we can continue to make the kind of money we make.
Oh, that's just great, man. That doesn't make us look like a bunch of assholes at all. Hey, we're making some really good money. Keep on, you know, keep shoveling it our way, folks. And by the way, this is how much I make.
Look, Phil, $150,000 a year is nothing.
Is that right?
Well... I'll tell you what, it's not bad retirement income.
And that's the other thing, you're retired.
Yeah, so what? I'm not allowed to make any money?
Well, I mean, I forgot that he was retired.
Yeah, the $150,000 on top of his retirement. You probably get a pension and everything from the government, don't you?
Hey, Dickman, try to talk like a normal guy.
You try, what you do, don't you? You get a pension from the government and everything.
Now, that's what I think of you. Thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
And now, back to the Jeff Dowder Show. What would you do?
And this is Jeff Dowder. And again, I'm very grateful to have this time from Phil Henry to talk about what is the stuff that I think is interesting about life and what would you do, you know? I don't think the question is asked quite enough because we'll just go through life and we'll just see... I don't know, like a car parked or something. Oh, hey, there's a parked car. Or I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive my car away. But the interesting stuff that is in the world, you know, what would you do? What would you do about some of the interesting stuff that's in the world?
Like what?
Okay, like for instance, okay, here's one. Because I saw a picture of Ted Nugent. And in the background were all these dildos. And I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it was Photoshopped or something to make it look like there was dildonic. You know, I don't know. But what would you do? What would you do if your photograph, if you took a selfie or something and you forgot there was dildos?
What are you talking about, man?
You want me to repeat it, man? I'll say it again. What would you do if you're taking a selfie of yourself and you forgot you had dildos in the background?
I'm not going to take a selfie of myself.
You're not going to take a selfie of yourself.
No, I'm not going to take a selfie when I know there's dildos in the background.
But what if you blew it, man? Look at Ted Nugent did it.
We don't know if that's a real picture or not, or somebody did a Photoshop of it or something.
I mean, it looks real to me, man. This is a picture from last August, and it looks real. I mean, I guess...
Yeah, look it up, man, find out if it's real. I bet you it's not.
Well, if it's a Photoshop or what have you, man, it's probably some of the most realistic. He's got like one, two, there's at least three dildonos. I don't know, man, but that doesn't matter because the question is,
what would you do if there's a picture there of you, Bud Dickman, and oh yeah, I forgot about the dildos that are on my dresser?
I probably would go, you know, that's messed up. I'd probably be pissed off. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'd probably go around and try to delete the picture, but what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? What would you do? And that's today's question.
So today's what will you do question.
What?
These questions are supposed to be relatable, stuff that it happens every day.
Hey, dude, this happened to this guy.
That guy's one of the richest guitar players. He's a star and everything.
All right, but I'm just saying, man, to an average guy, let's say that happened to an average guy like you or me. You take a selfie and you forget in the background you have six dildos on your dresser. What would you do?
I would say, you know, that's messed up. I'd try to make a joke out of it.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. What would you say?
I'd just say, look at it. I did it on purpose. Ha ha. You know.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I'd say like, hey, I'm making fun of the Ted Nugent.
Well, what if there was no Ted Nugent picture? What if it's just you?
I go, yeah, check it out. I would say, here I am at the Dildo Museum.
The what?
That's what I do. That's pretty good.
Oh, Mr. Henry's here. What'd you say, Mr. Henry? That's not bad, bud. Say, I'm here at the Dildo Museum.
Yeah, I'd say, I'm here at the Dildo Museum. I'm having a selfie.
Okay, and what if people go, what are you doing at the Dildo Museum, man? What's your problem?
I'd go taking pictures because it's goofy and weird, and I'm weird.
It's good. To turn it to your advantage is what you have to do. Well, I don't know. What would you do? As long as you're asking the question, what would I do about what?
What would you do if you took a selfie of yourself and your dildos was on the front cover?
The dildos was on the front cover. You know what he's saying? They're in the background. Oh yeah, I mean, I would go. I would say this is what I would do because this is how Jeff Dowder operates. I go. That was a mistake. Those dildos are there. I'd have to know why I've got the dildos.
Yeah, why would you?
I wouldn't have for no. I'd say I'm probably keeping them for my brothers. I'd say those are my brother's dildos. They're not mine. You know, so that's what you would do. You would try to cop some kind of a plea and say, well, they're not mine. Yeah, no one would believe it.
Yeah, nobody's going to believe you, man. God damn. Well,
why would anybody believe you that you're at the Dildo Museum?
Because they know I'm kind of partially joking.
What, man? All right, Jeff. What? That's great. Thank you very much. Jeff Dowder, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you going to put this on the air? I think you need a second act on this thing, but it's not bad, you know. A second act? Yeah. What would you do if you took a selfie and there were dildos in the background? Man, that's today's What Would You Do on Jeff Dowder's What Are You Gonna Do? I mean, what would you do? This has been What Would You Do?
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. God.
What would you do?
What would I do? I'd kill myself.
You'd kill yourself if you were me?
Yes.
What would you do? Jeff. No, what would you do? I would do what Bud said. I would make a joke out of having dildos in the background. But Miss Gray, you'd kill yourself if you've seen dildos. Where'd she go?